Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC at 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast.
Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English. On today's mailbox program, Mungching and I will review some letters sent by listeners last week. Before we introduce some of our letters, we will update you on the recent news in Mongolia. So please stay tuned.
Here's the news. Mining collaboration to be intensified with India. The Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Amar Tushin welcomed Ambassador Atul Malhari Kotsurwe of the Republic of India to Mongolia and received a copy of his credentials on April 12th. During their meeting, the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs emphasized the importance of strengthening the strategic partnership between Mongolia and India. He highlighted the need to expand and enhance cooperation in various sectors, such as tourism, agriculture, transportation, logistics, and information technology. Additionally, the Deputy Minister stressed the significance of enriching the economic cooperation between the two countries with new initiatives, particularly emphasizing the commissioning and successful execution of joint large-scale projects and programs such as oil refineries. In response, the Ambassador of India assured the Deputy Minister of India's commitment to bolstering bilateral ties. He pledged to prioritize increasing the frequency of high-level mutual visits, ensuring the timely implementation of Mongolian-Indian joint projects, facilitating the entry of Mongolian mining products into the Indian market, and promoting greater participation of Mongolian students and young professionals in education and employment opportunities in India.
Camel riding services welcoming tourists. The Minister of Nature and Environment has informed the camel riding services have started along a 24-kilometer stretch of the Dalansergat-Ulaanbaatar Road on the initiative of the Camel Riders Association of Hanghongkhorsum of Umnagov Province. Domestic and foreign tourists visiting the Gobi region can not only ride camels, but also take photos, go on day trips, and participate in camel polo matches. Also, an opportunity is provided to get to know camel-related rituals and herder families. There are quite a few individuals and herders who rent out horses or camels to tourists. Especially during the peak tourism season, this type of service increases dramatically. The Camel Riders Association of Hanghongkhorsum aims to provide comprehensive services, aiming at building a culture of camel riding and promoting Mongolian heritage. Mongolian camels are Bactrian camels and have two humps. The Gobi is the perfect place to experience all the fun of camels, who are surprisingly more comfortable than horses riding, and they walk slowly and gentle, and people will be well supported by the humps, sitting comfortably between them.
Best national script readers to be identified. The national competition for the best reader of the Mongolian traditional script will be held from May 4th to 5th at the Jasin Hill Complex in Ulaanbaatar. This competition will take place on a large scale as part of the Year of National Literacy and Culture. The Mongolian government issued a resolution declaring 2024 as the Year of National Literacy and Culture. The resolution states that the 800th anniversary of Chinggis Khan's stone inscription and the 400th anniversary of the stone inscriptions of Tsokhton Taj, the Prince of Halkh, are going to be celebrated in 2024, respectively. The traditional Mongolian script, also known as Mongol Bichig, was the first writing system created specifically for the Mongolian language and was the most widespread until the introduction of Cyrillic in 1946. It is traditionally written vertically in a top-to-down direction. Derived from the old Uyghur alphabet, it is a true alphabet with separate letters for consonants and vowels. It has been adapted on Urdu and Manchu scripts as well. Alphabets based on this classical vertical script continue to be used in Mongolia and the Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region in China. Mongols learn their script in syllables by dividing the syllables into 12 different classes, based on the final phonemes of the syllables, all of which ended in vowels.
The Hot Mondol Secret Table Photo Exhibition opens in Slovenia. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Mongolia and the Mongolian Jojin Lam Tempe Museum, with the support of the Honorary Consulate of Mongolia in the Republic of Slovenia, opened the Jojin Lam Temple Museum photo exhibition Hot Mandal, Secret Tantra Temple, on April the 8th, 2024, at the Bazzato Gallery in Ljubljana, the capital of the Republic of Slovenia. The Ambassador of Mongolia to the Republic of Slovenia and Honorary Consul of Mongolia, Matai Chair, made opening remarks at the opening ceremony of the exhibition. Representatives from the Slovenian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, diplomatic missions in Ljubljana and the public and private sectors with ties to Mongolia attended the ceremony. The photo exhibition will be open until April the 18th, 2024. That's all for the news today. Now, before we read our listeners' mail and emails, let us take a short musical break. Sing,
Welcome back, listeners. You are listening to Voice of Mongolia. We will now review our mailbox for this week, looking at listener reports and feedback we have received over the last week. We will review the emails and also answer some questions if our listeners have sent any. Please take a seat and stay with us. Today's first mail was sent by Mr. Jayanta Chakrabarty from New Delhi. Last week, we asked for feedback from our listeners. Let's read out how Jayanta describes our station. Being an ardent, long-time listener, I'm proud to be a part of the Voice of Mongolia family. To answer the question as to what I have learned about Mongolia through its radio station is a long story. It all began in 1970 when I was a teenager. While turning the radio dial, I accidentally came across Radio Ulaanbaatar, which was renamed as Voice of Mongolia on 1st January 1997. Though at that time, it was difficult to understand the relevance and importance of most of its programs, yet the melodious music and friendly voice floating from a faraway land was of a great attraction. Since then, I grew up with Voice of Mongolia, which molded my life and helped to sharpen my English language skills. The Voice of Mongolia has always been my favorite. It is doing a commendable job of building a bridge of friendship with its worldwide listeners. Broadcasting in 5 languages, Voice of Mongolia now crosses international borders and time zones, providing shortwave and online services to an ever-increasing interwoven world. The primary mission is to promote friendly relations and understanding with all peoples of the world, irrespective of language, race, religion, color, or culture. As a prominent international broadcasting station during its eventful 59 years of journey, its programs have been tailored uniquely and attractively to evoke listeners' knowledge and experience about this ancient land, which is in a rapid transition from a pastoral nomadic life to a dynamic, self-confident nation. Its news reports express the Mongolian view of world events and happenings. The multifaceted popular programs on national and international festivals hosted by Mongolia and reports highlighting internationally acclaimed achievements of the talented Mongolian people in the fields of sports and arts give an idea of the painstaking work being done at the Voice of Mongolia studios. Its ever-evolving programs highlight the problems and issues of the present-day world in their true perspective, like climate change, various health issues, nuclear disarmament, menace of autism, and how Mongolia tries to solve them. The Voice of Mongolia is the epitome of brotherhood, friendship, and love among all peoples of the world. The Mailbox program is a testimony to its well-known traditional values of friendliness, humbleness, and hospitality that reflects the ethos of an old civilization. Interesting questions regarding Mongolia are sent by listeners. The Sunday music programs help to relax and appreciate the unique depth of Mongolian musical talent in traditional folk, rock, pop, and hip-hop music. We are fortunate to have among our midst international radio stations like the Voice of Mongolia that have the courage to speak the truth and fearlessly present actual facts and events. Through the Voice of Mongolia, I have learned how Mongolia is carrying on its peaceful progress through sustainable economic development, harnessing science and promoting space and digital technology to eradicate poverty, hunger, illiteracy, and life-threatening diseases. Innovative programs on infrastructure construction and development projects, mining extraction, health and social issues have served as a model for other radio stations to follow. I thank Voice of Mongolia for continuing shortwave broadcasts when most international radio stations have discontinued services. I look forward to the day when I can visit your beautiful country and meet the wonderful, hospitable, and industrious Mongolians I hear so much about in your programs. I also take this opportunity to greet Voice of Mongolia's worldwide listeners and wish them good health, joy, and happy listening. Thank you. Unfortunately, we can't read all his comments on our radio due to our schedule. Thank you for your delightful comments, Mr. Chakrabarty. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, the next mail was sent by Mohammed Akil Bashir from Pakistan. He also sent us a feedback message. Hi everyone, my name is Mohammed Akil Bashir and I'm from Pakistan. The name of my club is the Pak Listeners Club and the name of my organization is International Radio Listeners Organization Pakistan. Here's what I think about Radio Mongolia and I hope you will enjoy it. Radio Mongolia holds a position of immense significance in the fabric of Mongolian society, serving as a beacon of information, entertainment and cultural preservation. Its importance goes above simple broadcasts. It's a cornerstone of communication, connecting people across vast distances and diverse landscapes. At the heart of its role lies its ability to reflect and celebrate the rich tapestry of Mongolian culture. Through traditional music, folk stories and many other programs, Radio Mongolia preserves and promotes the essence of Mongolian identity, ensuring that eight old traditions continue to thrive in the modern era. Moreover, it serves as a platform for emerging artists to showcase their talents, contributing to the vibrant cultural landscape of the nation. Beyond its cultural significance, Radio Mongolia plays a vital role in informing and educating society, with news updates, educational programs, and discussions on current affairs. It empowers listeners with knowledge and insight, fostering a more informed and engaged citizenry. In this way, it contributes to the development of a well-informed society capable of navigating the complexities of the modern world. Radio Mongolia also serves as a unifying force, bringing together people from diverse backgrounds and regions under a common cultural umbrella. Whether it's celebrating national holidays, cheering on the Mongolian national sports team, or discussing issues of national importance, Radio Mongolia fosters a sense of unity and belonging among its listeners. In the end, I'll say Radio Mongolia's importance exceeds far beyond its role as just a broadcaster. It's a cultural guardian, an educator, and a unifying force that binds the Mongolian people together. Its influence fails in every aspect of society, enriching lives and shaping the collective awareness of the nation. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. We are so delighted by all these positive feedbacks on us. If you are listening to the station, you can also send us feedback and comments to us. Here's our English service email. vom_en@yahoo.com.
The last mail was sent by Siddhartha Bhattacharji from India. He asked if there is a health checkup under free treatment from Mongolian government. Here's the answer. Yes, there is. Mongolia offers free access to primary health care to its citizens, which is funded by the government. The primary health care system is available at family health centers in urban settings and rural SOM health centers in rural areas. The government also offers free annual medical checkups for citizens, including tests for cancer, sexually transmitted infections, and tuberculosis for people aged 18 to 34. Mongolia has a two-tier health system that includes primary care and specialized care. The system emphasized the provision of health care through hospitals, resulting in a large, fragmented, and inefficient hospital sector. However, the government also provides health coverage for vulnerable groups and free access to medical services for the poor.
Okay, we've come to the end of our mailbox program today. Thank you for tuning in to the Voice of Mongolian English, and I hope you take care until our next program. Goodbye.
Shimmer, bittig, sing, mini, olam.
That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also download the phone application MNB Radio and listen to all the programs of Voice of Mongolia. Your emails and letters are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please either email them to vom_en@yahoo.com or send them to the English section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia. Thank you for listening. Baishte.